Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Louise Kilbane is involved with the Real Tubber under 18 girls football team, and Louise is with me here on the programme today because the team were left disappointed after their match date was changed, and as a result the girls were unable to field a team due to the leaving certificate oral examinations taking place. The match clashed with them and obviously the team were left deflated. Louise, just explain what happened.
Hi, Andrea. Yes, certainly. So our girls under 18 team, they qualified for the Connacht Shield final. This was due to be played on beginning of March, the 7th of March. And shortly before that, we got an email to let us know that the date had been moved due to weather conditions and unavailability of a pitch. And the new fixture date was going to be the 28th of March, which directly clashed with the Leaving Cert orals.
And that was spotted, sorry to cut across, Louise, that was spotted straight away by you guys, was it?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we went back to Connacht FA and said, look, we won't be able to field a team on this date. We're a very small club here in South Sligo. We have a dedicated but small team. And we said that this would be a concern for us. We wouldn't have the numbers to field on this particular date, and could we look for another date? And because it was coming up to the Leaving Cert, the secondary school holidays, we assumed that would be, they'd be able to refix it during the Easter holidays at some point. We were turned down, we refused that, and we went over and back with Connacht FA a number of times requesting, with our final email actually being on Saturday morning, pleading them to please not let the game go ahead, that we would not be fielding a team. Our girls were currently undertaking orals.
And when you sent that final email over the weekend, what was the response?
We still haven't had a response to that email.
And when you say you couldn't field a team, you mean that the bus with the girls physically couldn't show up?
Exactly, yes. As I said, we're a small club. There's about 14, 15 players on this team. Six of them are doing their Leaving Cert and six of them had orals. And I suppose if you look at the state examinations, the orals started on Saturday, the 28th of March, and they run right up to the 2nd of April.
And like this, sorry, just to be clear, this is an under-18s competition.
Yes, that's correct. Yes,
it's not like 18. It's an adult, people are thinking, this is a category geared at girls that are basically doing their Leaving Cert or in that year.
That's correct. Yes, it is an under-18 competition, yes. And we would totally understand. And look, we understand Connacht FA get emails and requests all the time to change fixtures. But we do believe, and look, it's not even a girl-boy issue. It's youth sport.
Mm.
Fixtures should not be directly aligned with state examinations. And if you look for the month of June, no code plays sport in the month of June, particularly at that under-18 level, that minor level. And likewise, there was no minor games on this weekend in the area because the orals were on.
And like when you say, sorry, the period was the 28th of Saturday, the 28th of March until basically tomorrow, the 2nd of April.
Yes, the Leaving Cert orals run over the first weekend and week of the Easter holiday.
Surely no match should have been taking place for an under-18 competition in that over that. Sure, it's not even a week we're talking about.
And that has been our point, that this is not even a girl in sport issue. This is no matches should be happening at this time of year.
What was the response from the team, from the players, Louise, to this?
The players they're very disappointed, obviously. But to be honest, we've been trying to shield them as much as possible because they are doing their Leaving Cert orals. These girls are high performers, both on and off the pitch. And as we know, at this stage in their young career, this is probably the pinnacle of all exams that they've ever had to sit at this stage in their young lives. And for many of them, it's the path and the start of where they're going to go on and lie on in their life. So we were trying to shield them as much as we could. We didn't want to distract them. And rightly so, they have been focusing on their examinations and their orals. And we will be seeing them next week, hopefully, to catch up with them.
They must be terribly disappointed. Like, this is a very big deal for them as a young team. As you say, I'm familiar with Tubbercurry in Sligo. Like, for this team to get to this this level of the competition, like, they must be bitterly disappointed. And I'm sure for their parents and families as well.
Yeah, I think it's more kind of shock that we actually can't believe this happened. And that we, I suppose, you know, the rationale given to us was that there was no available pitch in the province on the 7th of March, which is why the game had to be refixed. But the game was refixed for an Astro pitch. So I suppose that rationale in itself, we just kind of, we just don't fully understand how there was no Astro pitch available earlier on in March in the entire province of Connacht. I know just here in Sligo alone, I could name five or six pitches, Astro pitches off the top of my head, which I'm sure with some consultation with Connacht FA could have been made available. I don't know each individual pitch's circumstances, but I'm sure we could have consulted somehow.
So do you feel you haven't been given a credible explanation from the Connacht FA as to why that original fixture date was moved?
At this point, no. You know, I suppose when we look at the rationale, there was rain. Nobody can deny that. It rained for 53, 54 days in the country. We don't deny that. But the fact that it was to be played in an Astro. And it's not even that, you know, I suppose the club that we were due to play, they did offer to change it to the Sunday, but the Orioles are on all weekend. So that the weekend is out for us. It just was not possible for us to field the team this weekend because of the Leaving Cert Orioles.
We've contacted Connacht FA and we're waiting a response, Louise, from them in relation to this. But it would appear, I mean, from the outside looking in here, that any request to change the date of the fixture, the final, that clashes with the state examinations, like, I would have thought that would have been a legitimate reason to seek postponement.
As would we have. Look, we're not the only club who had to play soccer.
Sure, every other club must be in this position with an under 18 category.
They have to be. What other clubs did and schools did, we just didn't feel it was right for our girls and our club to change, ask the girls to change their orals to different dates. If other clubs did that, that's their business, and that's up to them. But I suppose we just wanted to highlight the issue that this shouldn't be happening. Girls, young people should not be asked to change a state exam or any exam for that matter to play a final. I know you said there, these girls have been together, as I said, since they were 7, 8 years
of
age.
Yeah, sure.
Two years ago, you know, they lost the semi-final of Connacht, and they made a little pact with themselves and their management team that they were going to eventually go on and make a final, and they did. And it's just, my heart goes out to them that it's ended this way.
Well, it would appear they've been kind of asked to choose between the football final and the state exams.
That's what it appears. But as I say, we haven't had correspondence from Connacht FA. And as we sent an email on Saturday to confirm, you know, did they officially want us to forfeit so that officials and everybody would be told not to turn up to the game, and that we were not going to be at the game like we had told them. And it was a last ditch effort on our part to plead with them. We had sent several pleading emails the week leading up to this. And previous to that, we have sent emails asking for a change. But we really started pleading with the week coming up to it to please not let this go ahead. And we haven't heard from them. So it appears that that's what was asked, but we don't have a response from them, so I can't categorically state that.
Who were they playing, Louise, or due to play?
They were playing Merview from Galway.
Okay. So they're the winners of this competition then?
Look, I don't know. I assume so. Yeah. I'm not sure.
So you don't even have detail on that, okay?
No, we don't. And you know, and we don't hold, like, we're not... This isn't us versus another club.
Sure, I know.
We're here to talk about the principle of asking young people sitting their state exams. And this could be the difference for some students getting into their college course. It could be the difference between a pass and a fail in a Leaving Cert exam. It could be the difference between a H1 and a H2 for some of these students. So it's a very important part of their Leaving Cert. And I know people say the Leaving Cert's not the be-all and end-all. And it's not. You know, as adults, we know there's a lot... But for these young people, right now, this is the most important thing in their lives, and it needs to be acknowledged, the importance of the state exams, and they shouldn't have extra stresses put on them.
We've reached out to the Connacht FA to try and get a response to see what their position is on this, Louise, and if we get that, we'll certainly bring that to you. Look, thank you very much for joining us today on the programme and explaining the situation to us.
Thank you very much.
Listeners got in touch to tell me they think it's an absolute disgrace what's happened, what the young girls, the team have been put through. Surely there could have been some compromise or leeway. However, I'm not surprised though, says this texter. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Emma Kearns is with me on the line. Emma's one of the Real Tubber under 18 girls football team players. Emma, how are you feeling after all this?
I suppose I feel really let down that, you know, our oral state exams weren't considered a valid reason to postpone a match. There was really no attempt to postpone the match either. I'm just really disappointed that, like, during a stressful enough time, that they didn't consider how we felt or any of.
You're one of the team players. When did you find out about this, Emma?
Well, beforehand, that it had been rescheduled, and our manager Donal reached out to them as soon as he knew it clashed with the Orals, and they didn't really accept that it was a valid reason to change a game. And since then, Donal has continued contacting them, and they've just not confirmed, denied, they've not responded to the message at all or anything.
We were speaking to Louise a little earlier there, but the match date, like the actual fixture date, that's now passed, isn't it?
Yes, it was supposed to be played on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. What did you guys do on Saturday when you were, I suppose, supposed to be at the match?
I personally was at home studying for my orals, and I know some of the other girls, their orals were taking place on the Saturday, so they would have been in school doing their orals.
And how, when you were talking to them, Emma, you know, in advance of that and after it, how did they feel?
I suppose a lot of the Leaving Cert girls felt let down. This was going to be one of our last Connacht matches together, and we really, really wanted to go and put out a strong team, and we wanted to be able to play our last match together, but a lot of us were disappointed that we couldn't do that.
Couldn't do it. How long are you playing for Real Tubber?
I've been playing for Real Tubber since, I'm more of a recent join. I haven't been playing as long as the others. I think I joined at under 15s, whereas the others have been playing right from the very beginning.
Yeah, and you have a good team.
Yes, we have a good team, and we're very close, and we're very friendly with each other.
Yeah, and I'm familiarish with the area where you're based, and, like, you know, it's a relatively small community. I mean, you guys probably all know each other. I'm sure you're mostly all in school together nearly as well, Emma. So I'm sure it was a huge achievement for all of you as a team and as a club to reach this Connacht final. I mean, to get to this stage, and I'm sure a lot of excitement in advance of that.
We were all delighted to reach the Connacht final, because 2 years ago we would have been in a Connacht final, and unfortunately we lost. We were just after playing another game for Sligo, and we went straight to the mat, and we were all wrecked. And we kind of decided after that, you know, we were going to come back, and we were going to try and get to that Connacht final again.
And here you are. You get to it. It's your final year in school. You're under 18. There's huge excitement. You secure that date, that fixture for your Connacht final, and then you find out you guys, six of you can't even go because it clashes with your oral exams.
Yeah, it really was just a big letdown for us. And just because the oral exams are so important, they're such an important part of the Leaving Cert, like, they make up huge percentages of your final grade.
Yeah.
So to find out that, like, it wasn't deemed as a valid reason to change the game was really upsetting for all of us.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure you must be very, very disappointed. And I presume you too, Emma, you probably haven't heard anything back, have you, from the Connacht Football Association?
No, we've not really received any word back from them.
Okay. Well, look, we're certainly happy to contact them again, and we'd love to chat to somebody from Connacht FA on the programme today. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Emma, listen, so this is your, am I right in thinking, so you can't play now in this tournament next year, is that right?
Yes, this is my final year at the under 18.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's disappointing for you, and we feel for you and all of the girls. And, of course, is your Leaving Cert, your oral exams over now, is it?
Yes, I've done both my oral exams now.
Right, and how did it go for you?
I was happy enough with how they went, you know. I was just glad that they're over now.
Yeah, it's done. It's one stress out of the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, the best of luck with your studies and best of luck with the exam as well. And look, hopefully you'll find some resolution to all of this. And thanks a million, Emma, for getting in touch and joining us here on the programme.
Yes, thank you for speaking with me.
As Emma Cairns there, Louise Kilbane a little earlier as well. As I said, we have contacted Connacht FA, and if we do get any update, we will bring that to you. Obviously, huge disappointment. You can hear it in both Emma and Louise there, and plenty of other listeners too getting in touch to say they really feel for the girls, and there should absolutely have been some sort of rescheduling of that fixture date. As always, if you want to get in touch, if you want to share your own story or experience, like all of the listeners today, you can get us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.